listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast hosted by Rhys Chanson. I caught a bit of a cold, so my voice might not come out as usually the way it does. But today I'm talking about a comedy special on Netflix called Emergency Contact by Amy Schumer. Now you're thinking, wait a minute, Amy Schumer is back. She's got a stand-up special. Why is she back? I do not know. All I know is she retired a few years back. She's got three other specials on Netflix. This is making it the fourth one. You may know her from a stupid, if not stupid, like ridiculous. Yeah, I think that's the right word. Leather special growing, whatever nonsense he comes up with next. Well, what was she talking about in this special? Unrelatable crap. Like, not funny. This woman is not funny. She's just a suburban white lady trying to be funny when she's honestly not funny. There's not a single funny thing about her. Of course, I will not lie, I did chuckle a little bit a few times, but that could be possibly because I was desperately looking for something to laugh. So 51 minutes of my life, never gonna get back. Absolute wasted. This was pretty much designed for a particular niche of audience. Now, with every comedian, most of them, their material is for a certain group of people. This is for suburban moms, basically. We're talking about plastic surgery. We're talking about pills and Viagra, giving birth. Hey, I'm not a woman. I'm not a mother. But I've heard other female comedians talk about raising kids and having kids. Hilarious stuff. Now, when this lady does it, absolutely nothing. Nothing. A waste of time. Material. Okay, this crap was shot out in LA with completely unrelatable matters straight off the gate. Like, we're talking about plastic surgery already mentioned. Like, no one gives a shit about you getting lasers in your face or Botox, whatever nonsense she comes up with. Like, okay. This was a hard pass for me. But hey, this was catered, like I said, it was for her niche, for people who follow her, I guess. It was catered for her friends and family, people who would relate to this garbage. Overall, fan of stand-up comedy, this was rubbish. Because she used the same comedy bits she uses years back. Hey, the jokes might be new, but the same tired delivery is just enough to turn anybody off who's trying to watch this garbage. And you're caught in the desperate attempt to find something hilarious about the damn thing, which is exhausting in itself. You should be watching a stand-up comedy and just laugh. Now, not all stand-up comedy or comedians make you chuckle or giggle straight off the bat. Some of them build up momentum. So I thought, perhaps, just maybe, you know, she'll build up to being hilarious. It never came. A dire-hard punchline never came. An unexpected moment never came. It was just rubbish that a newly starting comedian would come up with at an open mic at a comedy club on a given Sunday or Friday evening. I don't give a shit when. Wednesday, Tuesday, doesn't really matter. So, if you are a funny mother or mom looking for some comedy that is dry as the Sahara Desert, this is the shit for you. But if you really, really looking for a good laugh, don't waste 51 minutes. But I'm sure she made tons of money off Netflix, and me being one of the people that have added into the amount of views she will get for this garbage, it's pretty well good for her in terms of making money. But for Netflix, you were scammed. But of course, Netflix buys garbage all the time. But kudos to her for trying to make a comedy comeback and get herself back into the limelight. But, nope. Absolute rubbish. Not worth anybody's time and energy. So, with that being said, this is pretty much the shortest review I've probably ever given. So, that's it. I have nothing more to say. Funny? No. Controversial? No. She was on the safe line. It's like someone avoiding getting cancelled. Nothing controversial. Nothing that provokes thought. You don't think about something after watching it. Basically, you get nothing from it. Except a good laugh if you found anything remotely funny. But if you find nothing absolutely funny about this, it's a waste of 51 minutes. But if you manage to find something hilarious about this, kudos to you. You and Amy are cellmates. You are intertwined together. For me, not so much. So, it's not for me. Amy Schumer will never be for me. Unless she starts getting edgy and actually do some fucking comedy instead of this kindergarten-like material. Yes, she used the word pussy several times. We get it. And talked about giving birth. Oh no, it's controversial. Oh, she talked about abortion. Oh no. No, it's not controversial. Nothing was. I like comedians on the edge. Comedians that give you thought. That provoke thought. Provoke ideas. Provoke you to form new ideology. That provoke change of some sort. Even if it's a negative change that could affect your life badly or a positive change. Just change my mindset. Make me realize something I haven't been realizing for a fucking long time. Like point out some shit in my life that I wasn't aware of. That's been happening every fucking day. I'll be like, oh, I didn't realize that that's been happening. But this one does nothing. Nothing. I would have been more entertained by watching paint fucking dry. Exactly. A waste. If you actually listen to my podcast and actually give a shit about my opinion, don't fucking watch this. Don't watch it. Ye will regret it. That's it. I'm done.
Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon.
And let's hang out another time.
Adios, folks. Adios.